This is The Producers with Ryan Drain, a podcast designed for radio imaging, commercial production, all things audio. Feedback is encouraged at ryanontheradio.com.
All right, here we are. I'll just thank you right out of the gate for taking the time out of your busy lives. I know that I got some pretty busy people that do email me sometimes and say, hey, you know what, sometimes I'm in the studio and I just toss on an episode when I need a break, and I'm glad that that's what this can be there for you. Also, a lot more young people have been coming to me lately, which is really, I think, one of the main reasons why I started this out, is to let some of the youngsters that have some skills, but wonder if you can even still make a living doing this stuff, and you get to hear all these cool big-timers say, hey, yeah, actually, it's awesome, and we still love it, and we'd love to answer your questions and help you out any way we can. It's a good community we have here with radio imaging producers and voice talent. Obviously, when I started this podcast out, I think I was going to lean it a lot more towards the production side of things, but as I've already kind of knew and I've learned that it's just a simple fact that people who do one typically are doing the other, and people who are really just 100% in voice usually at some point in their lives had a hand in production. Today, as you've undoubtedly seen, Zurich is the guest. Zurich used to go by Rick Party. He's a very successful jock, radio jock. You'll find out in the interview that he has now gone full-time voiceover. First of all, listen to the end of part one. I'll have more announcements and some other cool things to tell you about, one of which is related to the end of this interview that I've only found out after the interview ended. That'll become clear if you listen to the whole interview, but that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Another special promotion is kicked off as we speak. That'll run for about a month and a week, something like that. We'll call it 5 weeks. But it's a really cool deal. A good friend of the show has offered up. I will tell you about that at the end of the solo part. And right now, I will say, we'll dive in. VoiceOverUniverse.com is what I want you to check out. If you are in front of a computer and you don't want to just listen, you want to look at some other stuff too. Zurich is the guy behind VoiceOver Universe, so all the folks that have come here from there should be rather excited to hear an interview with him, I suppose. But also, the folks that have never heard of that or haven't decided to check it out, you might take this time to do so. It's a free voiceover community. It's very good for kind of young or budding talent. All of the big, humongous names on there make it such a great resource for younger people. Or maybe if you're not young, but I mean, you're just starting out in the voiceover world. If it's something you think you want to try and make a living at, it's a great place to be if you've not heard of it. It's free, obviously. So let's do it. We start off with hearing audio from Zurich and his radio imaging. In the middle, I get some more listener-submitted radio imaging, by the way. But at the end, you'll hear his commercial and promo work, just FYI. And we kick it off with Zurich.
97.9. Kanye West has taken over the beat this weekend. And we notice he's gotten into a bad habit of interrupting people while
they're... Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye West.
Interrupting people while they...
I know y'all thought this was my station before, but now it's really my station.
And this weekend, every time you hear...
All you hear is Kanye West, back to back to back. Man, I'm almost tired of Kanye West, but now really... You know, y'all wouldn't really be tired of me. Let's be serious for a minute.
Kanye!
Sit your ass down!
Every time you hear Kanye interrupt a song, be calling number 9 at 214-787-1979. And win tickets to see
me live in concert.
Along with Lady Gaga on January 24th at the American Airlines Center. And you can win every single hour. The dog is coming to Cleveland for the first time. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. WGBJ, Auburn, Fort Wayne. Home of Elvis Duran on the BB.
102.3
Morning Show. The station that plays all the hits. This. The Killer Bee.
Oh my God, I won!
100,000 dollars in 100 days.
It's on!
Hi, this is Karina. I'm from Southwest Las Vegas, and I just won my share of $100,000. Woohoo!
Every single day, you win cash.
Baby girl, you just got yourself some cash.
I won.
Say goodbye to the recession.
Goodbye.
And say hello to $100,000 in 100 days.
On Hot 97.5.
Well, here we are. We are diving into this brand new episode with a guy I've been wanting to talk to for quite a while because I've been following his work in different capacities. It's Zurich, and you may know him as Rick Party. But hi, Zurich. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
So glad you took some time here to join me. You have a lot going on. And from a pretty massive voiceover website, you have a massive voiceover career. But let's start with your background. What was it that sort of made you say, you know what, that's what I'm going to do to earn my money?
You know what, man? I was in radio for 20 years. And, you know, I didn't want to deal with the politics anymore. So, you know, I moved around from Chicago to Atlanta, Dallas. And you know what? I've always been the kind of person that would kind of, you know, take a step out on faith for whatever I wanted to do. And I've always found myself butting heads with program directors. And, you know, all the while in radio, you find yourself doing tags and commercials and all types of sponsorships. And I said, you know, this is pretty good money. Let me just kind of dive into this. So 5 years ago, man, I just said, you know what, I'll do this full time. And that was it.
So it was 5 years ago that you went out. So you were doing radio, because I know some stuff. Which one were you on in L.A.?
Yeah, I was the voice of 93.5 K-Day.
K-Day.
For 5 years, yeah.
Now, there's some YouTube clips also of you as a jock that I think you might have put out there too. But they're real. It's old school stuff. Where were you when you were doing that?
The one you probably saw was when I was in Dallas. I worked in Dallas. There's a station called 100.3 Jams, KJMZ.
Okay.
And I was like the afternoon jock. I was about 22 years old, and then they moved me to nights. I was too much for afternoon, so they put me to nights.
The 100.3 Jams stuff, I'm going to post a link to that video. It's classic because you're doing phoners basically on tape at that point.
Yeah, the reel-to-reel tape, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to see how well you make it sound at that time, you know, with the technology you actually didn't have.
We have to work with what we have, and that was it, man. I mean, you take the tape, you splice it, you cut it, and I moved like a machine back in the day, even with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've had production guys tell me that they did some of their best stuff on tape because at that point, that's all they knew, and so they did the best they could, and it still sounded awesome. I didn't want to spend too much time in that part of your days because we're going to focus this more on your voiceover career and what you're doing in that realm. But at what point did you start making money off your voice, not as a disc jockey, but in other facets?
I always made money doing voiceover in radio. You know, here's a funny thing. I used to narrate a show years ago back in the 90s. It was called, it was a gamer show. And it was, I can't even think of the name of it right now, but it's going to hit me later. But it was a show for gamers, like when people played Genesis and Nintendo. And I would narrate this show, but I never knew then what I was doing. And I would get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do spots for Coca-Cola, and, you know, they'd always say, you know, hey, we heard you on the radio and we want you to do this spot, this or that spot. I never really thought how big it was. So I was making money all along in radio, but it was until I started doing radio promos as a station voice, you know, I said, okay, I can do this professionally. And I was kind of moonlighting probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
And that's kind of led into commercial from there.
So obviously you're doing some pretty major gigs now, and you're getting, I don't know, maybe what percentage of the work do you have now are you getting through agents versus how much do you actually still get just on your own?
Oh, man. Quite honestly, I probably get about 5% from agents.
Okay.
And the rest is on my own, word of mouth.
And do you do a ton of auditions still, or are
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I do the auditions. I have my agent in L.A., and, you know, I'm also with a few other agencies here and there around the country, and I still audition, you know, but I only audition for the stuff that I know I can do.
Okay. So you are rather selective then when it comes to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if someone wants some goofy character and I don't feel goofy that day, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Is that a piece of advice that you would give maybe the more budding voice talent? Is that something that people could think about doing, is being a little more selective with their auditioning?
Well, I'll tell you what, my agency, every time they, you know, they send me something, there have been a few things here and there that I go, that's not me, I can't. But they stay on me and they want it done. So I can't say, you have to kind of, you know, judge for yourself. And I had a voiceover coach some years ago. He said to me, hey, you have to be careful what you put out there, because once it gets out there, it's out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about VoiceOver Universe here in a little bit, and I think that some of this will bleed into that. But when we're, I want to talk about your demos. When you're putting together demos, what are the main things that you're thinking about, or that you had thought about when you got what you might consider to be your perfect demo that's out there now? Let's say.
I try to show my creativity or my diversity in some character. You know, I try to make one clip different from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, okay, here's a Honda spot, now here's a Lexus spot. You know, I like to show a different read on each clip. And okay. I think that really makes the difference.
In your world, what has been the, you know, you have a pretty unique radio imaging sound. I would even say a pretty unique character that you put into the radio imaging work that we heard in the demo. And then you've got a different style for your promo work and your commercial work. What are the things you mentioned coaching, but what are the things that you did to kind of find your own identity?
Well, to be honest with you, I listened to the guys that are making money doing this. You know, the guys that are professional. I've got everybody's demos. I mean, if you're a movie trailer guy and you're one of the top guys, more than likely, your voice is on my hard drive,
mm-hmm.
or the radio guys. I mean, the imaging guys. I've got air checks. I've got promos. You name it. You know, and they say, you know, imitation is the kindest
biggest
form of flattery.
Yeah,
exactly. So in the beginning, I probably tried my best to imitate guys. But you know, in the mix, you kind of find yourself, you know, on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would say. Listen to guys that are doing it, man.
Besides that, which I've had many people tell me that over in the past interviews and whatnot, but are there other things that you've done? I mean, let's talk about coaching. What kind of coaching have you done in your career, and what has it done for you?
I've studied with one of my first coaches was G. Keith Alexander. He's a well known voiceover guy, mostly in the New York area,
mm-hmm.
and I've coached with him. He's been around for a very long time, and I always thought it was smart to, you know, study with people that kind of have similar styles to you.
Okay.
You know, that way you can get a good gist of, you know, what to expect when you get out there. So that was one of my coaches for commercial. And then, of course, I did Rodney Salisbury some years ago for promo and trailer.
Sure.
And the last time, of course, was with the great Maurice Tobias.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty varied people, though. They're pretty different people. Did you learn that? Let's take Maurice, because I would say everybody has mentioned her. Everybody that I've every big voice talent I've talked to. Were there any surprises? You know, because she was probably much different than Rodney. Were there any surprises that you thought, wow, I never thought I'd pull that out of a coaching session? I'm so glad I did it.
You know, the biggest surprise about Maurice is that when you work with her, either you get it right there or you're going to get it after you leave.
Okay.
She really helps you find yourself. And it's when I studied with her, that's when I found myself. I had gone by the name Rick Party for years on the radio.
Yeah.
And after studying with Maurice, I discovered myself. And I started using my real name, Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's one of the it was a metamorphosis, man, working with her. It was incredible.
A listener, Brian Whitaker, sent in the question, you know, why the change from Rick Party to Zurich? I'm guessing he did know that Zurich was your real name before Rick Party. Was there anything else that went into that? Like, you know, obviously it was a personal thing, but maybe a marketing thing. Any other decisions, or was just kind of you came out of that and went, you know what, I'm going to be myself?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I just wanted to be myself. I mean, Rick Party was my name in radio for years, and it kind of represented what I did on the radio. I was a party guy. I had fun, and that's what I did. But in real life, that wasn't me. I mean, I was always Zurich when I was off the radio or when I was, you know, away from the mic, you know, so I just decided to be myself. And in the commercial business, it's best to be yourself when you're reading copy.
I want to get into a little more of your technical stuff in a little bit, because I got a couple listener questions sent in about that. But let's go into VoiceOver Universe. So you you know, you were in radio forever. You started to earn more and more of a living, you know, as a voiceover artist. And then, as you said, what was it, 5 years ago, you officially went on your own 100%. Is that is that about the time VoiceOver Universe came to your mind, or when did that come to your mind? Because that thing blew up fast, man.
Yeah, man. It VoiceOver Universe started 2 years ago.
Oh, just
started 2 years ago. I turned 40. And now here's the deal. Here's the real deal, okay?
Okay.
I was having some sleeping problems. You know, I'd snore really bad and I'd stop breathing. And I went to the doctor and I found out I had sleep apnea.
Yeah. You wear one of those machines now when you sleep?
Let me get to that first.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So, you know, I went to see a sleep doctor, and you know, they prescribed me the machine. So I had to wear this machine for a while. It was the best thing that happened to me right when I was turning 40, and I would sleep and my brain and my body would get the oxygen that it was missing. And it worked so well for me that I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd write down ideas that I dreamt about. And VoiceOver Universe was one.
Okay.
And the next week, you know, I kept saying, I'm going to get to this as soon as I finish this project or finish this spot. And that machine, man, you know, I tell you, I went on the web and I looked for some, you know, some portal that would help me have a community of voiceover talent. And I found the Ning site. And from there, I just kind of launched my idea, VoiceOver Universe, because, you know, people are always, you know, at the time, people were on MySpace a lot and Facebook, and it was kind of hard for us to find one another.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point, I said, you know what, it would be so great if we had one community where we could just all get together and share thoughts and show our material. You know, if we've got a great demo or we've got a great video, because, you know, we kind of live in a box, and when you do something really great, you want people to hear it, and you can't, because sometimes maybe your spouse or, you know, or whoever you're with, you know, just go, oh, that's good, I've heard it a million times. But, you know, in the world of voiceover, it's always great to share, and we're always kind of gung-ho over one another's work.
In the intro, I mentioned for people to actually check it out while we were talking. A lot of people that have listened to my podcast come from VoiceOver Universe, so there's plenty of people there. But there's going to be some new people to check it out. Obviously, it's free to join. It's a community. There are a lot of resources. What are some of your favorite things that have happened on that site because of the community that's there?
Oh, man, one of the favorite things, I mean, I'm a person that believes in giving and helping people. I've seen so many people get national gigs from relationships that they've made through VoiceOver Universe, or people joining. Like, there are a few guys that I invited to the community that I kind of discovered on YouTube. And they were, you know, guys that would kind of mock trailers or do parody commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, this guy really has a talent here. But I don't think he realizes it. So I would invite these people, a few of them I'd invite it to the website, and they've gone on to do some trailer work and national commercials. There's one guy, Piotr, P-I-O-T-R. I found him on VoiceOver Universe, and you know, he met people on the site. From that point, he decided to move to L.A. He's with a major agency now. He does stand-up comedy. He does commercials. He even had he was on the Game Show Network because he's like a master impressionist.
Hmm.
And all because of his relationships through people in Hollywood that are on VoiceOver Universe.
A lot of other cool features on there, you know, that people can learn from, like Sip, Joe Cipriano. Is he still doing his videos on there?
Yeah, every now and then he does it. Speaking of which, I'm going to, you know, of course, be in L.A. for the big conference, Voice 2010.
Yeah.
And Joe and I, we're going to, you know, go to Joe's pad, and we're going to do a couple sessions that week from his house. So.
Oh, cool.
And the clubhouse, yeah.
Now, you brought up the fact that the guy you mentioned moved to L.A. I wanted to ask you about that, because I believe at a certain point, did you actually move to L.A. primarily for voice work? Is that true?
Well, no. I was going to move to L.A., but I didn't move. You know, I had a daughter born 10 months ago. So
congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you so much. and my son was finishing school. So I said, let me slow down a little bit. Okay. And you know what? I saw that the auditions, you know, they really didn't change that much. You know, the auditions that would come to my, you know, my mailbox when I visited for like a month or so, as opposed to the auditions that came after I moved, they didn't really change that much.
Okay.
So I said, there's really, doesn't make any sense for me to rush.
Do you think it makes sense for some people to get out to L.A.? Because I've heard people say that you need to live in L.A. to get the biggest jobs. What do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree. If you're a person, if you're not really established and, you know, you want to make your impression felt, definitely do it. There are, you know, few people from, you know, different countries that come over and they move to L.A. and they've been pretty successful doing it because you're right in the mix with people. You're there to go to some of the best coaching sessions. You get a chance to rub shoulders with people that do it, and that it definitely helps when people kind of see your face.
Let's get a little techie on everybody now. I actually had there's a guy who sent me some stuff of yours. In fact, I'm play a bit of that right now. Johnny Vaughn produces KKSS in Albuquerque.
Yeah,
and we're gonna hear that.
Come on, KKSS Santa Fe Albuquerque, New Mexico's concert leader, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Saturday, May 1st at Sunshine, Rihanna and Kesha, Wednesday, July 14th at The Journal. Win your tickets in minutes from KISS 97.3, number one for the most hip-hop and R&B.
Yo, check this out.
You are listening to
the world's greatest
KISS 97.3.
KISS Santa Fe Albuquerque. Station giving away the most prizes.
Most incredible, baby.
And playing the most hip-hop and R&B all day, every day. KISS 97.3.
3, 2, 1.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
When Iron Man 2 Midnight Movie passes all week.
I want to protect the people.
Now you work for me.
From Regal Cinemas. And KISS 97.3.
Is it better to be feared or respected?
So the upgrade is complete.
Number one for the most hip-hop and R&B.
One and only.
Let's go, let's go.
Keep it locked.
KKSS, Santa Fe, Albuquerque.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop and R&B.
New Mexico's official party station.
Let's go. The only station
of your radio.
Turn your radio all the way up.
Let's get
right
it.
Right here.
Okay, for sure.
KISS 97.3.
Yeah.
Number one for the most hip-hop and R&B.
So there's just some stuff that Johnny Vaughn at Albuquerque sent me. Obviously, just illustrating some good production there, but your radio imaging VO.
Yeah.
Quality stuff, Zurich, as always.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little tech now, because the other questions that have come in, including from Johnny, wants to talk about your chain. Tell me a little about your studio and whatever you want to tell me about your mic chain there, because you sound pretty quality, I'll tell you right now, over the ISDN connection we have.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now I'm speaking through a Symmetrics 528E mic preamp / compressor, if you want to use the compressor.
Sure.
And the microphone, of course, is a Sennheiser 416.
Yeah.
And my sound card is an Emu 1616, which has a dope chain.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah. I know. So I would be safe to say you're not using Pro Tools to record your VO?
No, I use Adobe Audition. Very proud of it, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that love Pro Tools, but they're in the voiceover world. A lot more people that seem to find any way around Pro Tools. Obviously, you're not using it.
No.
You're pretty happy with the setup that you have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It works for me. I mean, you know, I get great gigs with what I have. So, you know, Maurice Tobias said it well, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Sure.
So it ain't broke, you know.
Yeah, out of curiosity, what kind of room do you have there? You know, do you have a whisper room? Or are you in a fully treated studio room?
No, you know what? I'm in a very, very huge closet that doesn't have any shelving. I've taken the shelving down, and I've got Oralex all over the wall. So, and I've got an elevator the elevator cover behind me. A lot of people use these for soundproof in some makeshift studios.
Okay.
When they don't have walls, and it makes for good soundproofing. And just a little hollow door. And I put it over the hollow door because it kind of covers it. And that's pretty much it. I don't have a whisper room at all. I just turn off the AC and turn off the television and get it cracking.
Yeah, it sounds pretty quality. So, you know, again, for the people that are sort of coming up, and I get questions sent to me all the time about getting your studio set up. And I don't mean disrespect because you got quality stuff, but it doesn't sound like you've put a whole lot of money into it and you have a quality setup. Would that be a true statement?
No, absolutely. I've got the Symmetrix is the only thing that really costs here. The mm-hmm. Symmetrix, and that's it. And not the Symmetrix, but the 416 Sennheiser.
It's about 1200 or something like that. Is that right?
About 1200 bucks. That's probably my most expensive piece, to be quite honest with you. And I've got an Avalon sitting on the shelf. A 737 is actually sitting on the shelf.
And it's
right now, I'm looking at it, and it's.
Is it not powered on, not plugged in, not...
It's not powered on, it's not plugged in, it's collecting dust.
Why is and that? Why don't you use that?
It just doesn't work for me. Okay. It just doesn't work for me. But you know what? I found something else. A guy told me about this. He's probably going to kick my ass for... can I say ass in your show?
Yeah, ass is fine.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he told me about this. He told me about a little secret. I shouldn't even be saying this, but you know what?
I like it.
Doesn't matter. But there's a piece, and you've probably heard of it. It's called a True Systems Peace Solo.
Yeah. Yep. Little boxy preamp deal.
Have you used it before?
Let me think. I don't believe I have used one, no.
It's an incredible piece. But, you know, if you've spoken to people like Bo Weaver, Bo Weaver's a very technical guy. I don't know if you have or not. But, you know, some of these pieces really work when you have a treated booth or treated room.
Mm-hmm.
But even this thing... It works great for me when I want to do pieces with nothing in it.
When you send your audio out, I want to talk about this a little bit. You send out stuff to radio stations, you know, producers like me at stations. You send it to TV people. Is there a different processing you put on your audio depending on who you're sending it to?
Yeah. I've got a totally different chain I use mm-hmm. for radio imaging.
Yeah.
And the sweet thing about this piece I have here called the Emu 1616, you can create... your own chain digitally, and you can see it right there. You got a second? I can show you what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
I've got my AC on right now, but you may hear it. You may hear the background noise a lot, but here. Tell me if you can hear this.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, you see how big it sounds?
Yeah.
Okay, this is when I do my radio imaging stuff. So my voice is, it's beefed up a little bit. I've got like a little EQ. I can move it around a little bit on the Symmetrix as well, but... Most of what you're hearing comes from the Emu 1616, which in itself is a powerful piece. So I've got compression, 4-band EQ, a little distort, and I can kind of trim the sound. So if I go KISS 97.5 FM, you know, it sounds big and bold and mm-hmm. powerful. Yeah. But this won't fly for television.
Right. So right now, this is your radio imaging chain. And tell us again exactly what is it the 416 directly into the Emu?
Okay. This, it's actually paired. Yeah. It's actually the 416 into the Symmetrix.
Okay.
Going into the Emu.
And so you just changed whatever digital setting you had on your Emu to make the big, full, compressed sound we're hearing now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the sweet thing about this Symmetrix 528E, it has a little booth, a little button, a little knob I call the booth button. So when you kind of turn it, it kind of, you know, it deadens the background sound. For example, I'm going to show you. Can you hear the background?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I turn that button, it goes away. So yeah. That's my booth. That's my booth. And that's what I love about the Symmetrix. So if you don't have a booth... and a treated room, this button works for you.
It's a quality gate, it sounds like. It's a pretty quality
Absolutely.
Gate.
Yeah, that's a Symmetrix.
And that what you just basically engaged or disengaged the gate on your Symmetrix right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Yeah.
So now, how easy is it to switch back to the other way?
It's that easy. Can you hear me?
Yep. There we go.
That's it.
Yeah, I took your volume on my ISDN side down a bit there because you were giving me plenty of voice, but
oh wow, too hot, huh?
No, it's fine. Yeah. It gave people the idea. So right now we have this is exactly what you would send out to the promo guys.
Exactly, this is it. I mean, it doesn't have any EQ in it. It's just my microphone into the Symmetrix.
Okay, and on the Symmetrix, are you using the compressor on there at all?
I just use the gate. You know, Just a little gate right there. I mean, if I take the compressor off, this is what it sounds like. I don't think there's any difference.
No, there's not much. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, there's no compressor at all. And that's it. And when I push that, there it goes. My voice just gets just slightly faint.
Yeah. No, it definitely sounds good. That's going to be really cool for people to hear. People really like to hear the A-B stuff, you know, to hear the different sounds. And that pretty much rounds out all the gear that you use these days. Do you have any other microphones that you like to play with?
You know what? I've got an old Equitech CAD E350. It's a fat capsule microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I did some voiceover work for Univision some years ago for television, and I would go and they'd have this big mic and I'd sound so powerful on it, and I went to look for it and it was out of stock. You couldn't find it. It was discontinued. So I went on eBay and saw someone selling the microphone for like $300, and I've had it in my arsenal since. And I've got the Audio Technica. She sits here lonely. It's an Audio Technica 450. She was my first microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a beauty. And I've got a, what is it, the MXL 2003 microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're a bit more of a, I wouldn't call you a gearhead, but you've got a little more than I thought you were going to have.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I've got every microphone plays its role. You know,
yeah.
every microphone has a part. This one, Sennheiser, you can do commercials, you can do promo, but this is my main promo baby right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and the CAD I use for narration. So.
Okay. Was there any situations that you've run into now? You know, you've been doing a lot of radio imaging, a lot of this, a lot of that. But was there anything that really put you out of your comfort zone that then actually taught you quite a bit about yourself? Like, you know, one specific job or something that happened to you in a voiceover gig that made you just, you know, way out of left field. And then you're like, wow, that actually taught me something about myself.
Yeah. The first time I did an audition for A&E.
Okay.
Because in my mind, I could do the promo. I could do the promo, man. It's not hard. But when I got in that booth, it was a totally different story, man.
Hmm.
It was a totally different story. It just threw me way off. And I had to learn to you know, kind of do vocal exercises, kind of, you know, take it easy. Don't overthink it when you go and do this project, because I'm telling myself, I don't want to screw this up. I don't want to screw it up. They loved the audition, but somehow I never made the cut. And then when I said I get that opportunity again, I'm going to ace it. So just this past weekend, I did a read for ABC for a new show they've got coming out, and they love me
mm-hmm.
with my equipment. And I was like, wow. And I didn't overthink it.
Yeah, that is pretty telling. What about you know, radio imaging jobs? I think people generally know your sound and what they're going to get. Because I'm speaking from experience right now, something that recently happened. Did you ever have people come to you and say, yeah, we want to hire you, and then they ask you to do something that you are just completely not known for? And have you had to deal with situations like that?
You know what? I can definitely say this is where voice acting really helped me, because, you know, in voice acting, you're always learning. You're never at the point where you just know so much. I mean, for mm-hmm. me, I take acting classes as well. So
okay.
Now there's nothing in I would say in voiceover, radio imaging that I cannot do. You know, like you said, I'm just like, you know, we talk microphones. I'm a bit techie here. And when it comes to radio, I'm a radio geek.
Yeah.
You know, I know all there is to know about radio. I mean, although I grew up on urban radio in Chicago, you know, I also work top 40 in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up listening to people of all genres. And there's nothing I feel at this point. There's nothing that I can't do. I can't sing, though. If you want me to do a jingle, I can't do that.
Yeah, I've got some voice talents I know that will sing for you if you
right.
want. So I bet you'd try it, right? You'd try it.
I will try. I will try, man. Yeah.
Let's talk. I mean, we're rounding out here. You've been so generous with your time. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody checks out voiceoveruniverse.com. I wanted to just get a few kind of looking ahead things for people. I'll ask you my final question in a minute, but as far as becoming a successful voiceover artist, you know, if you've got plenty of people out there that are doing the few jobs here and there, what are some of the key things that you've learned in your career that were like, you know, monumental in reaching the next step, whatever that next step might have been at the time?
For me, it's learning to humble yourself. When you come from radio, you have this big you know, not everybody, but, you know, some of us, we have, you know, this big ego, like we're a star. We've worked in L.A. and New York and Chicago, and, you know, you can't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. When you come to voiceover, you quickly realize that because you were on a radio station's microphone doesn't give you the authority to believe that you're a voiceover person because you've done radio tags. Here, when someone gives you advice, someone successful, you have to completely humble yourself and take that advice and move on. And that stuff really helps you to have worked with people like G. Keith and Rodney and Maurice Tobias. I mean, it was really humbling, man. And that's my biggest thing, you know, take that advice and, you know, you can really grow from it.
My final question is really, I think you probably just answered it, is what is the number one thing that you would tell people to be successful in this business? And
Yeah. Definitely be humbled. And another thing is find your niche, man. Find the one genre of voiceover that you're really good at and concentrate on that and try to do one thing at a time. If you're not really a master at any of them, find the one that you're most attracted to and concentrate on that first. And then move on to the other.
Thank you so much. I wanted to make sure, though, before I let you go, is there anything else you wanted to add about your site? Anything you have coming up that people can check out on VoiceOver Universe or anything special like that?
Well, check out for I did a few promos for ABC. Those should be coming out for a new show.
Oh, great.
I don't know if I should say that yet.
Well, is this a summer show?
Yeah, it's a fall show, actually.
Oh, it's going to it's going to be in their fall lineup, huh?
Yeah, it's in the fall lineup, big. So I can't say what it is, but it's major.
I think you should, though. I really think that it's a good idea.
I can't do it, man.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty aware of everything ABC is going to be releasing in the fall,
right.
So I could probably do process of. No, I'm just kidding. That's all right.
Right.
No, that's exciting. Is that what is this? Is this kind of the biggest promo job you've landed so far?
I would say that's the biggest, definitely. Okay. That is definitely the biggest gig I did. And I got a few running out there right now. I've got a national Honda spot, so you guys look out for that. It's for the new Honda Civic Si, and I just kind of do like a narrative piece on that.
Yeah, right on. We all will. It sounds like things are really going great for you, and I do really appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Coming to BET July 13th, Wise, Witty, and Wild. The Wendy Williams Show premieres July 13th, weeknights at 11. We've replaced your typical dry late-night talk show host with the juicy and outrageous Monique. Let's watch.
They finally found the right woman for the job.
Grey Goose Entertainment presents Rising Icons. What is a rising icon? The next generation musical legend.
Tequila Casa Dragones.
Made a different way. Made for sipping. Money safe, money fast, money grand. New Sureman Invisible Ice. 24-hour protection with white mark control. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Smash Up. Rated everyone 10 and up.
Making chicken at churches is like putting on a show.
This is the new luxury. The 201-horsepower luxury. Hands-free Bluetooth luxury. Modern luxury. The completely redesigned 2009 Acura TSX.
Thanks again to Zurich. Great stuff there. Very informative. Good conversation. And before I forget, the promo that he was talking about for ABC has been, it's been made public. So I can tell you what the show is, but I won't. I will put the link on the show notes page for Zurich. It'll be a cool reason for you to go check that out. If you want to see the trailer that's actually, I guess you call it a trailer. It's for the TV show, but it's his promo work for the new show coming out in the fall on ABC. It actually looks like a really cool show. Check it out. Link will be on my website. Show notes section for the Zurich episode, ryanontheradio.com. My buddy Ian Sturgeon over at Big Fish, we did some stuff together here for this show a long time ago now. It's actually been quite a while. But he's come up with something new that I'm going to run for 4 or 5 weeks here. If you want one full week of Big Fish Worldwide updates, which are updated weekly and also charged at a monthly rate that's pretty darn cheap. It's like $30 a month or something. Go to bigfishworldwide.com to check everything out about it. But if you want the special deal, you have to click the link that is on ryanontheradio.com. You'll see his logo right there on the front page under promotions. That's the current promotion. There are some past promotions that are still in effect. You can hit that on the About drop-down menu. It says promotions, believe it or not. But anyway, the Big Fish updates, you can get them for 1 week for free. And then if you want to cancel, no problem. You've got 1 week for free and you just have to cancel. Otherwise, it's going to set it up to bill you after that week. That's the way Ian had to set it up. So if you're interested in that, go check it out, definitely. If not, I still like you. We're still friends. That'll do it this time. I've got some cool ideas coming up in the future, by the way, but I am, did I already say this? I'm going to take a little bit of time off here, like an extra week or two. And this is actually a planned delay instead of me going nuts with too much work and having to just have a forced delay. So the next episode probably won't be up until the end of June at the earliest, but I have a lot of cool guests on my list. I've made contact with a few. I also have some new ideas for some combo guest ideas. Humongous producer and humongous other person. I can't tease it any more than that, but I think it'll be a pretty interesting episode. So lots in the plans. Again, I will say it as always. If you have something that you want to hear, please send it to me. Listener submitted content, would love to have it. If you've got audio, screenshots, plugins, all that stuff. And as I'm saying this, I'm remembering the other thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned one more time. But send it to me. RyanDreen@gmail is just my simple, regular, everyday address. There's also a link to that on my website. One more time, on the show notes section for Zurich, the Zurich interview show notes, there is a whole slew of listener submitted content there. I gave their contact information as well, but a lot of screenshots for their vocal chain and their master chain, and then some audio that comes with it that is all posted on the show notes page. So I hope you enjoy that. And again, if you have stuff like that that you want to send me, I'd love to have it. I'd love to post it, and I'd love to let everybody else in the world of production and voice overs see it and or hear it. Okay, that's it for me. I'll be in Vegas soon. If anybody's going to be out there June 12th through the 18th, hit me up. I'll be playing 60, 70, 80, 100 hours of poker, but still, I'd like to say hi to somebody if you're going to be out there. Okay, thanks.
The producers. Send your questions, feedback, guest requests, love, and of course, constructive criticism to show at RyanOnTheRadio.com. Episodes available through iTunes, other podcast sites, and RyanOnTheRadio.com. We thank our guests for their expertise and time. We thank you for listening.